Chaos Opera Me Podcast, featuring Alan Miller and Dr. David Overby. Produced at the IFPR Studios in Louisville, Kentucky. And now for the show!
Everything's fine. And here we were, and we didn't think we were going to do a podcast. And guess what, everybody? We're podcasting.
Welcome to the Modus Operandi Podcast. As usual, I am Alan Miller. And that's Dr. David Overby over there. It is, we're actually, it's Sunday.
And
at 12:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the 13th of March, 2011. And Dave and I are pretty well.
Well, I think
your microphone is just like leaving you.
Hello? Yeah. Is that back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello.
I must say, we have been having an excellent celebration of St. Patrick's Day, by American culture.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day.
On this one day, all of us are allowed to admit the fact that all we really want to do is drink, smoke, and fuck. And art and painting and storytelling and variations thereof, basically weave in and out of that desire to drink and smoke and fuck. So I think that's a hell of a good goddamn observation on my part.
Man,
tonight.
I'm with
and
you.
Now, wait a second. And it's something else. This is what happens when you hang out with a rock star. Alan, did I not hook you up
hanging
tonight?
Hanging out with a rock star.
No, wait. Did we have a few drinks tonight?
I think that we drank the entire night for free.
And yes. Who were you hanging out with tonight?
Someone that the bartender loves.
That's right.
That's me. Not a rock star, but it's pretty good. I mean, I'll give you credit, man.
All right, let's drink to that fucking shit.
I'm up to it.
All right, now we're continuing to drink, and this is going to be a great podcast. I think it already is a great podcast. One thing I want to do. Right now, please, is I want to say hello to the bright and beautiful Colorado light. And it's always a great time when I go out there, and I'm looking forward to moving back. And I also wanted to say hello, and I hope everybody is happy and loves themselves. And I was hanging out with these friends of mine, and one of them is a painter. And it's understandable. You know, people do this. It's like, man, I mean, I'm not happy with what I'm working on and all this. And it's just like, it's always a triumph when we express creative behavior and desire. That itself is the triumph. And so much of the difficulties and failures of our society, I think, stem from just an obsession with evaluation, but the act itself is wonderful. It's fun. It's good. It makes life mean something. You know, it's kind of like the sunflower of humanity.
Sunflower of humanity. I don't know, man. You're such an optimist.
God, man.
You're always trying to make things look better than they actually are. You're always sort of embellishing the beauty of that which is. And it disturbs me. It really does. I mean, you try so hard to be, you know, the stand-up, really righteous defender of everything that is common and good, and then, you know, you poop on somebody's lawn, and this happens over and over again.
Or you shit in their toilet tank. You know what they call that? It's called a double decker.
A double decker. Ooh.
It's high five on the double
decker. Not
that I've ever done that before, but.
Well, this, there's, you know, there's a particular restaurant chain in this city.
Yeah.
That I could. They've got several places. I could see going into their bathroom and and doing this as often as I could. But man, that's a lot of effort, man. You know, you gotta like save up that poop and stuff and make sure that you're in that restaurant and they're not gonna notice you when you've really gotta poop. So today was the St. Patrick's Day parade here in Louisville, which is like a big, you know. And I gotta say that this is a see the little knob, no, all the way at the other end
here,
the little knob, little bitty one on the other side, far side, the right side. Yeah, see, tighten that down. That's what keeps it from turning.
There we go.
You know, right about the time I get Dave to where he can actually position his mic for himself, he'll fucking leave. You're going out west to Colorado.
Right.
You know, and we've thought about this a little bit, but not a whole lot, but. We've got to figure out some way to do the continue the podcast once you're out there, and I think that that will make it a little bit more interesting because I'm here in this chunk of the Midwest that both of us are not hugely fond of. I think you hate it more than I do, but I'm not Louisville.
Right.
It's New Orleans is my home. You know, and mm-hmm. I'm kind of like, I feel like I fucked up by buying property up here. And
right. Just like I feel like I fucked up from leaving Colorado. But
yeah,
I'm going back to Colorado, and I hope that they'll be okay.
The career course that you're supposed to.
Well, you know, and I had $70 to my name when I left, so, but I guess that doesn't matter either, because either I matter or I don't, and if it's the mistakes that I've made that define who I am, then I never had a chance in the first place. But I like to think that there's more to life than just the mistakes that we make.
No, but you're not much more than the mistakes you've made, because you're just mistakes.
Well.
I mean, really, seriously.
And right, yeah. And on that encouraging note, isn't it about time for our first break, Alan?
No, well...
Whoa, wait, what?
No, we're too drunk to take a break yet.
Oh, shit.
Because... Actually, I don't have... There's a really good reason.
It's a St. Patrick's Day.
Terry, just walk in the door, so I'm going to... Not even St. Patrick's
Day. Well... So. I guess it is or it isn't.
This is the Modus Operandi Podcast. Modus Operandi Pod.blogspot.com. PsychicReform.com/Mopod. Mopod@PsychicReform.com. Or search Facebook for Modus Operandi Podcast. And please come again if you dare.
Fukushima. That's the power plant in Japan, which is now. The third worst nuclear accident.
Which means it's not a big deal, because it's just third worst. Well, and the other thing is that it's already happened. And since it's already happened, that means that it's over.
Yeah, and we've got the enormous. Man, 8.9 on the Richter scale. Earthquake in Japan, which is just right off the coast. And, of course, it was right by this nuclear plant. And everything failed. And this is the thing, you know, that the nuclear advocates are always saying that it's safe. It's safe. It's so safe. We're so much better than we used to be. Man, the Japanese are at the forefront.
Believe it or not, you are still listening to the Modus Operandi Podcast. What's wrong with you?
So, Dave, tonight we watched Louisville get their ass kicked by UConn.
They just absolutely
fucking beat.
Well, that's not true. I mean, but what happened, Alan, is we watched the most important thing in the world happen, which is that we watched college scholarship athletes play basketball. And by now it should be obvious that, you know, with nuclear reactors exploding and all kinds of other, like, you know, economic collapses, that there should be nothing more worthy of our attention than whether or not 20-year-olds succeed in playing a basketball game.
Yeah, now that you note that, we watched that TV station.
But it was fun. I mean, you've got to admit, man, it's fun because it's sports. It's socially constructed to be fun. It's like, When there's a fucking game on, it's like it's the one time of day or whatever fucking 3 hours of the whole fucking week that you could be like, all right, everybody understands that we can all fucking get drunk now and do nothing but turn our brains off and stare at something. And this, I've said this before, but the thing that, like, is such a joke is the way that they talk about knowledge and learning and the mentality involved and, you know, everything that's going on. And it's just like, you know, it's especially with basketball, man, it's an impromptu, spontaneous game. You never know what's going to happen. You know, it's kind of like, you know, room number 49. Next thing you know, it's something's happening.
I don't know the reference. Room 49?
Doesn't matter, man.
Oh, man. Wow. You've just blown my mind.
Well, that's what I do. That's why they call me Doctor.
That's why they call you Doctor.
That's why they call me Doctor Overby. That's,
it's because you right. blow people's minds.
Right. That's, you know, you blow people's minds one day after another, and that's the way that you celebrate.
All right. So we watched this thing, and you know, I've got to say, there were definitely a lot of people at the bar that were, like, really paying attention to this.
There were,
but they weren't. Man, what I remember from Saints games in bars in New Orleans that were similar to this one, though not as obnoxious. God damn, man, the sound system in that place was fucking horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't that great, but.
But, you know.
I mean, still.
The bartender's a sweetheart.
And, well,
sweetheart.
As always, you know, I'm the one that gets overlooked and everything. Like, who was your, like, never mind. Anyway, here. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Let's have a toast, man.
Happy St. Like, Pete.
Alan, you're a great guy and a great friend. And
I've met your wonderful friend, Mandy.
I think. That
what
my,
was it, Mandy Jo?
I always try to kind of
MJ. We'll call her MJ.
There's a lot of good people out there in the world, and it's always good to celebrate life. Every minute counts.
No, it's not.
And what do you mean it's not?
It's not. Man, I can think of several lives that it's not worth.
Well,
celebrating.
Okay, I know what you mean. I'm just saying, like, come on. Man,
you fucking hippie. You're a fucking hippie.
Well, you know.
You are. You're a fucking hippie.
You know, if people
hey, peace, man.
If people have listened.
Peace. All the time, peace.
If people have
peace,
listened
love.
To hippies.
People should just love each other.
You
should be peace.
There probably wouldn't be all these
that's such
nuclear
weapons.
And people people wouldn't stand on their front porch and be throwing rocks at other people because they're
You know, when does this happen?
It's kind of medieval, dark age. And you know, it happens in the world, man.
It's anyway,
I'm gonna throw rocks at you
because
I tell you what, it's been a good time. I'm glad we did this podcast. I'm gonna say cheers and happy St. Patty's Day, and don't edit that mistake. And I'm gonna do a cheers here. Let's do a cheers. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. And I have no doubt that something good is going to happen again.
Well, okay, bye.
You have been listening to the Modus Operandi Podcast. Featuring Alan Miller and Dr. David Ogilvie. Produced at the IFPR Studios in Louisville, Kentucky. You can reach us at mopod@psychicreform.com or by visiting our webpage at psychicreform.com/mopod. The program has been produced and edited by Alan Miller. Music by the Institute for Psychic Reform. Intro music is a Hydropod remix. We are currently self-supported, so please send us money, and your name could be right here. Thanks for listening, and...